tonight, the Jersey Boys are back on stage at Walton Arts Center. The musical Jersey Boys debuted on Broadway 13 years ago and follows the rise of Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons as they became pop music icons. There is, of course, plenty of familiarity with the songs that were made famous by the four men. The run at Walton Arts Center is brief. 5 shows in 3 days beginning tonight. This morning, the actors who are the title characters on the national tour came to the Furman Garner Performance Studio. Johnny Wexler, Eric Chambliss, Corey Greenan, and Jonathan Cable are Frankie, Bobby, Tommy, and Nick, respectively. Offstage, they're not Jersey Boys. They grew up in Ontario, Illinois, Indiana, and California. But they say this production allows them to transform easily.
In my experience, just say the words that they tell us to say. You know, it's such a well-written script that you can't really mess it up if you know, just as long as you're just doing what's on the page there.
Yeah, yeah. I think early on in the process, we do a lot of dramaturgy and stuff like mm-hmm. that, and kind of go through their backstory, but also the backstory of the time and kind of what was taking place politically. That kind of gave the possibility for this kind of meteoric rise to stardom. So, from that point of view, I think we're all kind of pretty well versed in that sort of kind of literary sense. And then, yeah, I guess just looking at each other and saying the words helps.
And of course, we do work with dialect coaches, mm-hmm. and you know, they definitely want to get the details right. But
yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah. And a certain pride. I think there's a pride that comes out of Jersey that you get from the script too. That comes through in the show.
Yeah, it's really
yeah. We swear a lot if that's what you're asking. It's killing me right now to restrain myself.
Yeah. The language really helps shape the feeling, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, because it's not just a certain place, but like you said, Jenny, it's a time, it's an era.
Yeah, you know, and one of the things that kind of makes the show really special for a lot of people is that, you know, this music represents different experiences or times in their life. People might have had their first kiss or their first dance to some of these songs. And, you know, as much as they're watching us do the show, you know, on some level, we're also watching them kind of go through this experience. Mm-hmm. And you see that and you see people reminiscing their past or kind of going through their own experience while watching the show. And, you know, it's one of the reasons the show's still here and still as relevant and popular as ever 12, 13 years after, you know, its original inception.
You know, it's interesting because you were talking about the audience reaction to the music. There are people alive that remember when it came out, right? Mm-hmm. They grew up with it. There are people in my generation that maybe didn't grow up with most of it, but it was still very prevalent.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then there are people in the audience who, if not, maybe they're hearing it for the first time, but it doesn't connect to them in that same way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I think, like, there are definitely those different categories of people. I think that over the years, Bob and Frankie have done such an amazing job of getting
it's
their Bob music
Gaudio
out.
And Frankie Valli.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. getting their music out there, whether it's in radio, commercials, it's really kind of permeated through our society, and you hear it everywhere.
Yeah.
And once you kind of start to, like, listen for it, you start to really hear it. And so, yeah, there are people that know the music, love the music, come to see the show, but there's also this, like, amazing group of people that don't think they know the music.
They know more than they know.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, like, then they sit there and go, oh, they wrote that song. Oh, they wrote mm-hmm. that song. Oh, they wrote that song, too. And so, you know, by the end of it, they're like, oh, I just didn't know that they wrote all these hit songs that I know. You know, so it's kind of an interesting experience for people.
Of course, these were great friends who came together organically, right? I mean, they were put together. So do you have to consciously think about the fact that you're four gentlemen who were cast in something together?
Yeah, well, and you're thinking about...
it's terrible to have yeah.
to be cast
yeah,
in this group.
It's rough.
But yeah, you're playing guys that are, 3 out of 4 are still alive, you know? Mm-hmm. And so you want to do that justice because they're, you know, they could come see the show and you're not trying to do a caricature of these people. I mean, these are real people, you know, across the board throughout the show. And
yeah. So yeah, I think that what we try to do is just form real relationships, you know, as you should on stage as well as off stage. And, you know, there's an energy that picks up there and you start to develop this camaraderie and That just fits naturally into the tale that we tell each night.
Yeah, I think also we're kind of given an extra gift of actually being on tour and being on the road. Yeah. You know, like the show is about that and about kind of what that does to a group of guys, both positively and negatively. You know, they say in the show, the road is the road. So it kind of... I mean, I'm sure the guys in New York have a strong bond as well, but for us, we really are traveling and living together and mm-hmm. you know, having to hang out together and do that because they're paying us. And
well, I mean, you know,
I kid.
But you bring that up, and there is a certain sort of, I don't know, romantic nostalgia. I mean, you can imagine that Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons would have been at a radio station on a tour.
Absolutely, yeah.
Doing an interview.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a lot of it is not hard to act at all. It really is just art imitating life, imitating art. Like, it's just our lives, and we get to tell it on stage every night for real, in a way.
You know, we constantly go to places where, I mean, they've been, and people are like, oh, here's a story about, or here's a thing, or, you know.
Where we just were in Ohio, like, we saw both the hotel where they forgot to pay their bill, and then we saw the jail that they were taken to and had to stay a weekend at in Springfield, Ohio.
Johnny Wexler, Eric Chambliss, Corey Greenan, and Jonathan Cable are Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons in the national touring production of The Jersey Boys. That is at Walton Arts Center this weekend. You can find times for all five productions at waltonartcenter.com. The four actors were in the Furman Garner Performance Studio this morning. This is Ozarks at Large.